praise God today for the word, encouraging word we have today from the Lord. I'd like for you to turn to Exodus chapter 14. The story of Israel's crossing the Red Sea. They left Egypt and they could not go through the land of the Philistines because they were enemies, and they knew they would attack them. The people weren't prepared for war, so the Lord was just leading them so carefully, and they came to the place where Egypt was behind them. The Red Sea was in front of them. There were mountains all around. And they were afraid because they heard Pharaoh and his army approaching, coming behind them to overthrow them. And the people were afraid and they murmured, complained, accused. They accused God and they said it would be better for them to have died in Egypt, serve in Egypt. So verse 13 of Exodus 14, Moses said unto the people, "Fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you this day. For the Egyptians whom you've seen today, you shall see them again, no more, forever. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace." Some beautiful, encouraging verses there for us today. Verse 15, "And the Lord said unto Moses, Wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward." And this morning I want to speak to us about God's charge to us to go forward. Think about how that we also face similar things in our lives. Obstacles, impossibilities. A lot of them are in our own minds. The fear, as they had there. But many times there are situations that we face that are impossible. And here they're at this situation where it's an impossibility. And the Lord still says, go forward. Now you're going to come to places in your life where the Lord's going to tell you, go forward. And you're going to think, how do we go forward from here? This is impossible. But he still says, go forward. Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward. So that's what the Lord wants us to hear today, is that he wants us to keep going. What is the choice that we have? What choice did they have if they did not go forward? They would be consumed. They would die. And so will we if the Lord is saying to us, which he is this morning, he's saying to us, you go forward. You keep going in your Christian life. You just go toward the obstacle. Just get up and start. If we don't do that, if we do not go forward in our Christian walk, what choice do we have? Go back. Be consumed. Die in discouragement. There is no other way for us but to go forward. I want us to always remember that. Of course, we know the rest of the story, but they didn't at that time. Right then, they didn't know the rest of the story. They didn't know what God was going to do. But they began to go forward. Let's look at Deuteronomy now. I want to get another verse. Deuteronomy 2:1, it says, "Then we turned and took our journey into the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea, as the Lord spake unto me, and we compassed Mount Seir many days. And the Lord spake unto me, saying, Ye have compassed this mountain long enough. turn you northward. Again, we have places in our lives similar to the Red Sea, but let's think about even going further. They're past the Red Sea now. They have that miracle behind them. How soon they forgot and how soon they murmured again in the wilderness, time after time after time. I think he said there were 10 times that they had a murmuring against God. But anyway, here he said they can pass this mountain, went round and round it. I think about in our lives today, there are situations in our lives that they look impossible to us, and so we just go round and round them. We don't really go forward. We're walking, we're marching, but when you think about it, you're dealing with the same thing over and over again. Just rehashing it and going through it and thinking about it and battling with it and trying to decide about it and wondering about it and afraid of it and not really conquering it. We do this in our spiritual lives. And the Lord here, he said, you've compassed this mountain long enough. And that's many times the Lord can come to us, and he does come to us, and he says that to us in our troubles. Sometimes we don't know how to describe our troubles of our soul. We don't know who to talk to about them. We wonder if anybody would understand us if we did describe our trouble. We wonder if there's anybody who we could trust who wouldn't tell everybody if we described to them the troubles of our heart. We wonder that if we told about it, if it would somehow turn on us and become a bad situation. You know, we go through these things, and so we just go round and round, year after year. Sometimes year after year, people stay in the same spiritual problems, and you think, I mean, we need to think sometimes, how long have I been dealing with this? How long have I been troubled with this mountain in my life? How long am I going to look at this thing? The Lord's saying, you've compassed it long enough, turn you northward. I think I testified to you about how the Lord dealt with me and helped me with a way of thinking that I had. And it's just a way that I had been all my life, dealt with just a way of thinking and processing and viewing things. And the Lord just, I think this is how he dealt with me. You've dealt with this long enough. You've had this for years. It's time for the Lord to move you on from this point. There's more to do in your life than just go around this mountain. Look at a scripture over here in the book of Ezekiel. Now this is just it's something that people have contemplated, tried to figure out. Book of Ezekiel chapter 1, I believe. Ezekiel saw visions of God, he said. So, I don't believe they're just from God, but he saw visions of God. So that's giving us a little clue as to what Ezekiel was seeing. Now, I knew a man that said Ezekiel was seeing UFOs. He wasn't seeing UFOs. It said he saw visions of God. So let's look for the meaning of the symbols in God, in him and his ways, his character, his dealings with mankind, the whole scope of God and his plan and his onward progression of events. We look back on it and call it history. But at this point, everything that's happened between us and there was yet to happen. And so Ezekiel saw visions of God. And whenever you look at what he saw, there are many likenesses to what he saw and what John, the apostle, saw on the Isle of Patmos. They both saw the same beast. They saw in a little bit different way, but they were the same living creatures. And in the book of Revelations, the creatures that John saw, the symbolism there was of the redeemed people. So when you put that down now and put that meaning to what Ezekiel saw, he's talking about the way that redeemed people are. And he saw this kind of, there's symbols that mean something to us because we're redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. So we look at this and we think, how can I get, let's get some good out of this for me. How can this apply to me spiritually? So it talks about these creatures. And it talks about how they were made and how they looked. You can read that sometime. It talks about the cloud, the fire, the color of things, and the likenesses of these four creatures, the lion, the calf, the man, and the eagle. In verse 12 it says, they went everyone straight forward. Now if you take the meaning and the application as I just briefly brought you through, to know that this is a representation or a symbol of God's people. They went straight forward. Whither the Spirit was to go, they went, and they turned not when they went. This is what the Lord wants us to do today in our lives. The call is speak to the children of Israel that they go forward. Don't back up. Don't look around. Don't turn to the right hand or to the left. Where the Spirit leads in your life, you go. You match your steps to His. You mirror His. You follow Him. You go straight forward. Remember the time in our Master's, in our Savior's life, where it was time for Him, and He knew it, but no one else knew it. But He knew it was getting close to His time to be crucified. And the Pharisees, they had been gearing up, and the disciples knew that. They knew that if Jesus went to Jerusalem, that He would be crucified. They didn't know what was going to... Jesus prophesied. Jesus told them, I'm going to be lifted up, and they're going to pierce my hands and feet. They're going to kill me. And they didn't like that. So they knew that if Jesus went down there, that's what they were going to do to Him. And they tried to discourage Jesus. And it says He steadfastly set His face to go to Jerusalem. It's like the children of Israel. God wanted them to go forward, even though it looked like they were going to their death. And to the disciples, Jesus was going to His death and total ruin. No kingdom, no triumph. But Jesus, He went to His death knowing this is victory. This is life. This is eternal life. I'm going steadfastly, set His face to go forward. He would not be turned aside. In fact, it was prophesied of Jesus in the book of Isaiah, chapter 50, I believe it is. Verse 7. For the Lord God will help me, therefore I shall not be confounded. Therefore have I set my face like a flint. That's what Jesus did. He steadfastly set His face to go to Jerusalem. He went forward. He knew what was going to happen. He understood completely. He knew the suffering that was to come, but He went straight forward. That's what is symbolized in these living creatures. The plan of God for your life and my life is for us to go forward. Always forward. Always up, that there's more. Some people feel like that when they come to Christ and they believe, that's it. Okay, now I'm a Christian. You know, that's it. Did you know there's more? There's more and there's more in the things of God. There's more understanding. Grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. There's more to understand in God's Word. There's things that are not out in the open in God's Word. Only the seeker is going to find them out. And that, after long diligence and unceasing questioning and taking things apart and putting things back together, there's more for us than what we have even today. The cry is, go forward. Speak to the children of Israel that they go forward. Don't let anything just cause you to bog down. There's so many things that will bog us down. There are things in the past that will bog us down, things that we've done, failures we've made. How many times have you regretted a failure, the same failure, and you've regretted it over and over and over? And if we're not careful, we can let those failures bog us down until we don't have victory even today, and it's all over something that was in our past. The Lord never meant for us to punish ourselves over and over and over for failures of our past. He always means for us to go forward. Yes, we're to learn lessons from our past. It's not like we forget the good things that we got out of them, but we need to forget the way that the hurt, we need to forget the bad, we need to forget what people have done to us. Forget it and leave it in the past, because there's nothing that we can do about it now. There's things that we've, and I understand this, there's things that we've cried about, got in our car and hollered, why did they do this? What happened? What did I do? All these guys, we can stew over those things. But the Lord wants us to go forward. Leave it behind. It's a failure. It's a hurt. It's something that Satan would want to drag you down with it. But the Lord says, go forward. In Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Put away from thee a froward mouth, and perverse lips put far from thee. Let thine eyes look right on, and let thine eyelids look straight before thee. I remember when I was learning to ride the unicycle as a child. Probably Dan, he's the one that taught us all, but he said the way you can really learn is to look way out there at a point. Don't look down. Don't look around. And that proved to be true. When you looked way out there, somehow, even just the looking ahead, looking straight forward, it helped to balance your body. Somehow even just the lift of your head, it helped you to totally balance and be able to stand upright and ride that unicycle. We could have forever been tied to the wall, just clutching the wall, never get out there and start riding. But if you just look straight ahead, let go of that wall, and just take off. I think my dad told me that about driving too, about keeping, well, just anything. If you constantly look around, and I know with driving you've got to take in the whole scope of things, but I know this, if I look to the left or the right very long at all, I veer off, and usually it would be into the path of oncoming traffic. I had children with me yesterday. Look, Grandma. Oh, look over there, Grandma. Oh, look at that, Grandma. And I said, after a while, I said, you know what? Grandma can't look over there, because we would be in an accident. I would just go off the road if I didn't look. I've got to look at the road ahead of me. Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Now, I believe I spoke on this one time. This word established, it means balanced. It means the same as in Hebrews, where he said, make straight paths for your feet. That word straight means level. This word is established. It means level and balanced. That's a little key to going forward. If the enemy can get us unbalanced in our spiritual lives, where we take off on one way or the other, we cannot go forward. We will not go forward. We will wobble off to the right or the left. God's plan is for us to be balanced. Back to the scripture in Ezekiel, we didn't read that. But Ezekiel, along with those living creatures, he saw wheels. And he saw a wheel within a wheel. what that the purpose of that is balance. It's there's physics in that. I don't understand all of that. But someone recently was talking about how that blessed them because they understood about a wheel within a wheel when it came to physics, when it came to keeping balance. And they were talking about flight. I don't know all the words that they were using, but it was a really neat thought because I could just see how in going straight forward, you must have balance in your life. And there is something that will balance us, and that is the Holy Spirit. It's the wheel within the wheel. That is to go forward. We must have the force of the Lord inside of us. Turn not to the right hand, nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil. I was thinking now about a scripture in the New Testament. Let's see. There's a couple here in the New Testament. Philippians chapter 3. Verse 13. Well, let's do 12. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect. In other words, I may be just as what the Lord wants me to be right now. I may have attained goals in my life, and no doubt Paul had. But you know what his attitude was? It wasn't like, okay, I got this now. I've got this. No, he said, I don't treat myself to have got this yet. I haven't. It's not like I have everything. I realize that there's something more. Not as though I had already attained or either were already perfect, but I follow after. He's speaking about going forward. In your life, going forward is the only way to go. I follow after, if that I may apprehend or grab hold of that for which Christ grabbed hold of me. Why did he pursue you? Why did he want to have you? He wanted to have you to save you, to redeem you, and then to send you forth to do his will and his work in your life. And he says, I want to apprehend that same thing. I want to apprehend for the same reason or the same purpose that he apprehended me. And so he says, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark. This is an attitude of heart that we must have. Forgetting those things which are behind, pressing, reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark. I believe he's speaking here about the races that he obviously knew about, the Olympic races. We have the other scripture that he talked about. I believe it was, is it 1 Corinthians 9? Run that you may obtain. Those sprinters, those runners, they're trained to go forward. There's things that they lay aside, weights, anything. They learn how to discipline their bodies. They learn how to run reaching, constantly going forward with the attitude of reaching forward. They learn how not to flap their arms and... You can't run fast if you're flapping your arms. They learn how to reach instead of, you know, their arms being something that would bog them down. Forgetting those things which are behind. I remember Brother Stanley Dixon told us, he said, you've got to forget failures and you've got to forget successes. And you think, well, wait a minute. No, I like to think about my successes. But in the things of God, sometimes if you bog down over your successes and think about them, you can't go forward because you're bogged down in pride over your successes. Those things are also in the past. Well, we forget about failures too. Only the things that only had the blessing and the lesson that we've learned. That's what we want to remember. But as far as the things themselves, we want to forget and reach for those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I want to go back now and think about the Israelites after they had crossed the Red Sea. So that was it, right? Was that what God wanted for them? I want to just get you across the Red Sea. What was the point? What was God doing all the time? He was bringing them into a land. He was bringing them into kingdoms to possess. Again, to Deuteronomy, I want to read something here. Deuteronomy 2. We read verse 3. Now I want to read verse 31. The Lord said unto me, Behold, I have begun to give Sihon and his land before thee. Begin to possess. This is a command. This is an imperative statement. I've begun to give. You begin to possess. Don't let anything stop you. I'm going to do the work for you. I'm going to do the heavy work for you. With God, nothing shall be impossible. But you and I have a part to do. He said, you begin to possess. You go forward. You obey me that you may inherit the land. Chapter 4. Now therefore hearken, O Israel, unto the statutes and unto the judgments which I teach you for to do them, that you may live and go in and possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers giveth you. Here's a key to going forward. Going forward means obeying everything that the Lord gives you to do. That's how you and I go forward. We go forward by obedience. When we were not willing to obey what the Lord wants us to obey and to do what we know He wants us to do, we stop right there. We cannot and do not go forward. Disobedience and fear and doubt are very connected. When we really believe God, we believe that what He's saying is right. We believe that it's good, that He'll be a rewarder if we'll follow Him. And we believe that enough to obey it and to do it. That's when we go forward and actually begin to possess things that God has for us to possess. Remember when Israel was given the city of Jericho, then God gave him a command about it. Don't take the gold and the silver for yourselves. Don't do it. What happened? Somebody did it. Then they went to conquer the next city, and it was a small one. No problem. Just send a few men in. We'll get this in like 30 minutes. They came running back. Whooped. They came running back from that, and they said, what's wrong? Joshua said, Lord, what is wrong? The Lord said, there's sin. Somebody didn't obey. They could not go forward until they obeyed. Disobedience in us, it will stop you every time from forward progress in the Lord. And what happens when we stop progressing in the Lord? Do we just stay there? Do we stay where we are? We deteriorate. When we quit obeying, when we stop, we will not go forward. We will always go backward. We will slip away. When Israel quit obeying the Lord, they not only just stayed like they were, but they began to be overrun by enemies. They began to worship other gods. And remember, I think we brought out a couple weeks ago, the temple began to be in terrible disrepair. When you let something sit, when you don't improve it, when you don't maintain it, it deteriorates. And pretty soon you've got rubble. You've got trash. It may have been a very fair and beautiful structure, but deterioration, just sitting, it'll just mold, rust, all of those things begin to take over. I want to go now to New Testament again, to Hebrews chapter 6. What happens in the air when a pilot does not go forward, when he stalls? That's right. It's when you stall and you're flying, you go down. It's total ruin at that point, unless you can recover out of a stall. Hebrews chapter 6. He says here, therefore leaving the principles, or the beginning, the word of the beginning, the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection. This word perfection, it means maturity. Maturity. Let us go on into maturity, not laying again the foundation. And he mentions several things that make up our spiritual foundation. Every one of us needs to have this foundation. I used to not understand this. I used to think that it kind of, I thought it sounded like that it was, the foundation wasn't so important. Leave it behind. But that's not what it's talking about. We must have this foundation, and it lists several things. The foundation of repentance from dead works, the foundation of faith towards God. Now I want to speak to this just a little bit. Who is he talking to? What's the name of the book? Hebrews. He was talking to Jews here. This whole book shows how the old law was and the better thing that Jesus brought in. So he's talking to these Jews, and he's saying, you believe in God. I want you to go to perfection, go to maturity. Jesus said, you believe in God, believe in me also. There is a life that's in Christ that's so much better than the life of the law. And people still struggle with this today. There's some people that still, they bog down in religion. They bog down in their experience. It's because they keep trying to lay another foundation somehow. He's saying here, you lay this foundation of obedience, faith, repentance. You've had faith in God. Now have faith in the Messiah, in Christ Jesus. Come on, let's go forward here. Don't just stay back in the Jewish traditions and the laws. I really believe this is what he's speaking about here. Of the doctrine of baptisms. The Jews had baptisms that they did. And if you wanted to go ahead and say the baptism that was of Jesus, don't keep doing things and thinking, oh, I got to go be baptized. And then just round and round. There's people that just bog down right there. There is more. There's more to life than a continuous round of repentance, faith, and baptism, and then failure, and then the same thing, and just going. There is so much more to the Christian life than that. The laying on of hands. Now it's going forward a little bit, but this is still all part of the foundation. The baptism of the Holy Spirit and the gift of God given to you in your life. There's people that even go that far and have those, the laying on of hands was a doctrine that they believed in, that through that process of anointing from God and the Holy Spirit coming on and the hands laid on by the ministers, gifts were given of ministry, of different types of ministry. Even though you have that in your life, don't just bog down there, he's saying. Keep going forward. Of the resurrection of the dead and of eternal judgment. This is all to be part of our foundation. We're not leaving it behind, but we're springing forth from that foundation to maturity. He's saying, leaving that, let us go on unto perfection or maturity. There is more. I guess I just feel like that the Lord opened up a little vision of springing forth and going from what we have, a foundation of our beliefs and our faith, but experiencing more. Experiencing miracles, experiencing things in the kingdom of God, spiritual warfare, tearing down strongholds, helping people, going forth to service, to being used of God, to mighty prayer, answers to prayer. Keeping the foundation, but going forth from that to action, to service, to faithfulness, to accomplishment, if you will, not human accomplishment, but in the kingdom of God, grasping knowledge, understanding through study and prayer, being able to go forth to some of the mysteries of God, to understand His Word, to have confidence to apply His Word. All of those things are before us. And what do we miss if we don't go forward? If we stay just right around on this foundation and just talk about it, think about judgment and eternal, what does he say? Eternal judgment. And just constantly just kind of bogged down. And all of that, when the Lord wants us to keep going, He wants us to go forward. He wants us to understand more, to grow in grace of God, in the knowledge of Jesus, in the life of God, in the service, in the faith of God. We want to go forward this morning unto perfection. Well, I'm challenged by these things. I feel like that that God is just given a personal call. Don't stay bogged down. Don't let things just make you never progress in your spiritual life. Think about it this morning in your life. Are there things, I just want to challenge you, are there things that when you just stop and look at it, you think, you know what, I've been dealing with these questions, these doubts, this habit, this whatever, for years. Think about how many years it's been. That there's something that's nagged you that you think, you know, I ought to do better than this. They preach and say that there's victory over this. I've dealt with this for many, many years. I've been the same old creature for many, many years. There's more. There's something better than constant defeat. There's something better than remaining in one place and just going round and round. The Lord wants us to go forward. He wants to put something within us that's constantly moving us forward. Said here, I think it was in Isaiah, and you shall hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk ye in it, when you turn to the right hand or to the left. He wants us, when we are tempted to veer off and to become unbalanced, He wants to give us something in our lives that says, no, this is the way. Don't go here. Don't go off there. Don't get off on that. Don't be encumbered by that. Don't take on yokes of bondage again. You stand. You go in the liberty that the Lord has given you. Amen.